Last night's RTÉ Investigates, Who Am I?, told the story of Ireland's illegal adoptions, how for decades many thousands of babies were separated from their mothers and the powerful people who facilitated it. Many of their birth certificates had been falsified to suggest that their adoptive parents were in fact their biological parents. Some only discovered the truth of this in recent years. The documentary also examined how past failures of the state are being compounded in the present by the refusal to provide these adoptees with the most basic of information. We can hear now some of the voices of those who spoke to reporter Aoife Hegarty.
I was a deal. You know, I was trafficked. And there's no way of dressing that up.
I was in her life a missing person for 32 years.
60 years of age and you suddenly you don't know anything about yourself. It's, nah, it is not right. It was criminal.
Fraudulent, subterfuge, and nobody is above the law.
Somebody just can't find out from one day to the next that they're not who they think they are. You're not allowed to know who you are and your story. It's cruel. It's too cruel.
I was robbed of the chance to meet the woman who gave birth to me.
All my citizenship, everything else, actually, could be called into question.
I mean, am I even legal? I have a false birth cert. I am not who I am supposed to be. Does the state recognize me?
Some of those who spoke in last night's Who Am I documentary. Well, we can talk now to Labour Senator and Professor of Law, Trinity College Dublin, Ivana Bacek. Ivana Bacek, it's very difficult to listen to those voices. People who saw the programme will have been only too aware of the pain so many of these individuals are still going through decades after their adoption, now in late middle age, many of them. And you particularly have been looking at this. You've legislation scheduled for consideration in the Shannon tomorrow to deal with this question of giving these individuals access to their birth records. You believe it can be done?
Well, good afternoon, Brian. And first of all, just to say, absolutely commending the programme last night, the makers of it, and RTÉ Investigates, and Aoife Hegarty, and of course the brave individuals who came forward and told their personal stories. It was harrowing watching, but very important to see this really a light being shone on this dark practice that had gone on for so long. Yes, I am aware of this practice, and indeed, it's been some years now since we learned first in 2018 that there have been over 120 cases of illegal birth registrations. This was confirmed by Tuislin that year following an analysis of files from St. Patrick's Guild. And at that point, myself and then Labour TD Joan Burton did bring forward a bill to give a remedy to those whose birth certs had been falsified, who in some cases, as we heard last night in the programme, didn't even know that they had been adopted because of the false information. So that's one very important means of redress, and we do need legislation urgently to address that, to give those persons whose birth certs or adoption certs were falsified a right of remedy and a right to access information.
But there's also
a second issue, Brian, if I may, which is the issue I'm bringing forward in the Shannon tomorrow, and that's the more general right of adopted persons to access their original birth certs. And it's absolutely appalling that in Ireland in 2021 we still do not have any provision for this. By contrast, across the border in Northern Ireland, you turn 18 as an adopted person and you have a right to your original birth cert. You know,
the debate around this has been going on for quite some number of years now, and the current Minister, Roderick O'Gorman, is saying that he hopes to find a solution to this issue. He's promising a heads of bill in at the end of this month, early next month, then draft legislation. Is that a timetable that's adequate to the challenge here?
Well, I'm very glad to hear he's bringing this forward at last, but it is so long overdue. I worked very constructively from opposition with Minister Catherine Zappone, as did Joan Burton and others under the previous government, to try and bring forward this legislation. In December 2019, Catherine Zappone admitted defeat. She said she couldn't find a way to legislate to provide right of access to birth information for adopted persons. There had been far too restrictive an interpretation of GDPR and indeed of our constitution, and for far too long, privacy rights or alleged privacy rights of birth mothers were being used by the state to trump the rights of adopted persons to information as to their own birth. So, you know, we need to find a way forward. I've worked constructively, very happy to engage again, but our very simple private members bill we're bringing forward tomorrow for Labour, our information tracing bill, would simply provide adopted persons the right of access to their own birth cert information. Right. It's birth certs, or birth register is public
document,
access,
yes.
But unless you have the necessary information, the date of your birth, the name under which you were registered, you cannot access that if you're an adopted person. That's the basic right of information we're denying.
Senator Vanna Bacek, this we will no doubt return to, but for the moment, thank you very much for talking to us here on the programme.